from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, as we welcome you back in here for the 9 o'clock hour, we'll do a few headlines here. Hollywood Dono and Vlad with you on a Monday morning. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks, and we know there's a Game 7 tonight. Marlins are in Kansas City, by the way, for anyone who cares. We got a big Game 7 tonight, Panthers and Oilers. The USA Soccer won.
Is this even worth, like, for those who are the two TV folks, is this worth, like a double screen, Panthers and Marlins, or we just have the one screen tonight?
No.
Probably not, right?
Probably not. I've been to a few Marlins games this year. I can't say I've watched many. Probably should have said, drop the M there.
Well, even like when I go to games.
What are you laughing at in there? He's laughing. What, do you sit around and watch Marlins baseball, you old man?
No, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. That's why I was laughing when you said that. Going to Marlins games, you're easily distracted.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I watch them better if it's on TV. When I go to the game, I don't pay attention.
I don't. Yeah. I'm following food. I'm following females. I'm following, you know.
Bro, I don't know the last time you've been to a Marlins game.
Last month.
There are not a ton of people there to people watch.
There's people to watch. There's people to watch. That's crazy enough. There's talent still out there.
Listen, I'm all on board with the Marlins. I told you earlier in the show, you can get 4 Marlins tickets, a hot dog, a soda, popcorn, all that good stuff for $44. I told you 4 tickets to see Minions 4 was $80.
Oh, man.
So for half the price of Minions 4, you can go watch a Marlins baseball game.
But yeah, and then after you said that, somebody texted in, oh, this is how much the beers cost at Marlins games. Let's not act like the concessions at movie theaters are cheap.
But
they're the worst.
Just as bad.
I assume.
Did Minions 4 live up to his expectations?
Minions 4 comes out on July 3rd, Vlad.
Yeah, it's gonna live up to his expectations.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be good. Yeah. I like the Minions movies.
Those are great.
Yeah,
I was watching
Unfortunately,
I was watching the third one with my kid the other day.
Yeah, Steve Carell's funny in those movies.
Yeah,
they're okay.
Yeah, right. They have a flag. Yeah, the Minions have a, you know.
He's saying it's more entertaining than a
franchise
baseball
player.
Game? You could be right.
You have a franchise player in Steve
they
Carell.
Do. You know his name in the movie?
No, I don't need to know
Gru.
His name.
Gru.
Gru. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
He looks like, what's his name? Nikola Jokic. No. Am I getting my Jokic's?
That's Despicable Me.
It's the same thing. But am I getting my Jokic's screwed up right now? Who's the guy from Denver?
Nikola Jokic.
The Joker.
The Joker.
I don't think he looks like Nick. I guess he kind of
does. He actually dressed up like him. He wore the scarf.
Yeah, you're right,
He dressed up just like him. He looks exactly like Gru.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
He looks exactly like Gru.
Wow. Now I can't unsee this.
Jokic. Jovic is our Jovic. Yeah, Jokic. Then there's Jokic. Okay, yeah. I feel like I was getting my Jokic's mixed up there.
No, I never thought about
he looks,
that.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you Google Jokic Grew,
yeah.
I mean, he's probably got him. Like, he came to a game. Yeah, see you there. Wow. Dressed up as Grew. Look at this. Do you see this picture?
Let me see. Turn the screen over.
This is good radio.
Oh, that's
here.
Wild. He's
yeah,
got the
he
scarf
looks exactly
on.
Like it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, exactly. Think, like
yeah. That was during the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, that's Gru. Wow. So, yeah, $80 to get you four. That's two kids and two adults to see Minions 4.
Man.
They're going to make a lot of money on that movie,
no,
I guess.
You know who's going to make a lot of money? Amaranth Bank Arena. Game 7 tonight.
Oh, they are. They are. Yeah. I told Dono when I went to game one, the lines to buy stuff at those games was out of control.
Okay, that was game one, right?
That was game one.
Yeah, game so seven, multiply game, that.
So
by,
think
yeah.
about this.
Yeah.
Look, this is the levels of emotional distress that the South Florida fan, hockey fan has gone through. Game one was June 6th. This is how long ago this series has been going on. June 6th,
come
game
on.
One. No, listen.
Was it really?
June 6th was game one, Saturday wow. night, right? The arena was electric. First time it hosted the Stanley Cup final, like the first game one, it was, you know, it had home ice. Unbelievable experience, unbelievable feeling. 3-0 shutout. Game five was last Tuesday night.
Dang.
Wow.
I went to a game during the first round against Tampa, and it feels like a year ago.
It does, because it like last Tuesday was game five, and game five, 3-1 up, everybody expected tonight be the night. Tuesday, game five was the night that they clinched the Stanley Cup final. First hockey championship. South Florida gets the last Infinity Stone.
Doesn't the hockey start before the basketball, too?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
It does, yeah. Right?
They start like nearly around the same time.
By the way, I thought the basketball did the worst job out of any of these leagues of just making you wait. Like, I thought the season was over after the conference finals.
Well, yeah.
It took so long to get to that. And the finals were atrocious.
Hockey,
they were unwatchable.
To hold my Molson. Because then hockey.
Hold my Molson. Nice. Very good. Very well done there, Vlad.
And then now, a week later, we're in game seven from a 3-0 lead to either an historical collapse or a historic title win.
It's going to be a historic title win.
It's going to be, I hope so.
I'm feeling the positivity now.
I'm on positivity, but I'm on five. If you're asking me 1 to 10, how I'm feeling, right in the middle. It's a five.
By the way, we had somebody text in earlier who you complained to be a, he claimed to be a professional gambler. I don't know if I don't know what that means, if he makes his money on the Hard Rock app or what. But
professional
he,
gambler?
That's what the person claimed to be, I think.
Well, I suppose if you are able to pay your mortgage expenses, right?
Wouldn't that
bills
be something?
And all that stuff by gambling, then I guess that would make you
a pro. But then what happens if you have a bad month? It's like, do you not pay your mortgage that month? Like, what happened?
I have no idea how somebody could claim to be a professional
gambler. I don't
know.
But this person, and I'm going to assume this information is legit, that the last 9 game sevens in the NHL have gone under 5.5 goals, which kind of makes sense. You're a little more tense in game seven.
Number's been 5.5, I think, the entire series, by the way.
So we take the under then. If it's been the last 9, that's a trend.
We're staying away regardless. The numbers are still, by the way, Panthers are ever so slightly favored. It was a pick'em this morning. It's now Panthers are minus 115. Edmonton is minus 105.
Okay.
So there's really, I mean, essentially no difference right now.
Yep.
I don't think anybody. Call your professional guy here and see if he knows how this game's going to go tonight.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has.
Well,
any
I don't
idea
know. I don't
thing.
Know this person. Actually, I do know a professional handicapper. I'll see what he says about it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think this is a tough one. 954 says, "Have you been mentally hurt by the Panther series? You may be entitled to compensation, Morgan and Morgan for the people." Let's see here. Friend got big money on the Panthers. Suck it up and play some hockey, says the 954. I actually have a few like parlays that have the Panthers involved in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have like Panthers. So I did Celtics, Panthers, and I took like Georgia for college football. I took like Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Dodgers or the Yankees or something in baseball.
What's the payout for that?
It was like $1 to win like 200 or something like that. So it was a cowardly parlay, but a good payout nonetheless.
Okay.
Blowing a 3-0 to be reverse swept is worse than a regular sweep. Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Look at what the Atlanta Falcons did in the Super Bowl, did to that franchise. Rick and Davey should bang the grocery cart. Yeah, man, this is so the last time I've been crushed by a South Florida team, I go back to this season with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And about midway through the season, I got very wrapped up in the hype and the fact that their offense was the best in football, and I thought that they had a legitimate chance to make some noise, and the Dolphins dolphined.
Yeah, they did.
And they do what they do, and they fell flat on their faces. It just has to go differently, man. Yeah, the Panthers got to find a way, because this will be a franchise crusher if they don't.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the receiving end of being a trivia question for like the next 60 years, because you know that's going to be the trivia question. Like, hey, the only team that's blown a 3-0 Stanley Cup lead since 1942 is, and then who are the Florida Panthers? Like, I don't want to be that Jeopardy question.
813, that is Tampa, says being positive is good, but being delusional is also bad. Not too confident on the Cats. And look, man, some guy said earlier, like, he's like, why are you so angry or whatever? I'm not angry. I am used to, as a South Florida sports fan, with the exception of the Heat, yeah, I'm used to these things not going our way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, unfortunately, 20 plus years of losing can do that to a man. And it's like, you know, I hope they win tonight. I'm going to pray that they win tonight, because I don't want to come in here tomorrow morning, Donna. We'll be here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm going to be back here with you.
I don't want to come in here tomorrow morning and have to put the pieces together of a loss. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. It's good radio, though.
Yeah, but you know what else would be good radio? A celebration.
That would be better radio.
I would really like to do that tomorrow.
Because it's also, you know what's going to happen. If we lose this game tonight, you're going to have, like, you know, people, because it's so easy to listen on the Odyssey app from anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a pile-on fest tomorrow.
It's going to be pile-on
fest. Oh, you got to, and you got to eat it. You got to eat that. That's nasty. You know, that's the worst dessert ever.
That's like a Georgia Tech post game.
Which, right? I had to do last year.
I know
year.
You did. That's why I brought it up.
The nasty humble pie is the worst dessert, because you got to get it. You get it fed from everyone. You get it fed from Maple Leaf fans. Yeah. Bruins fans,
yeah.
Rangers fans,
Tampa fans,
Lightning fans. You get it fed from everyone.
I got some guys, you know, 813 just texted in. I went to school in Tampa, and I have, you know, some buddies from there. They're part of the group chat, and they're thrilled right
I'm
now
sure
as to what's happening. They're thrilled.
This is
because
their
they don't
next
like
Stanley
South
Cup.
Florida teams. Yeah, they don't like South Florida teams, obviously. They enjoy watching the Heat lose most of all. This really started with LeBron.
In Tampa, they enjoy watching the Heat.
So it really started with LeBron.
Oh, okay.
It started with LeBron, and this is everywhere, right? They just
like
hate
people
us.
People in Tampa, like, are they? I just assume they were Heat fans there, because are they Magic fans? Because they don't have a basketball.
All the guys that I know are Magic fans.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Magic are kind of decent now, but it's the Magic.
They were good. The Magic were actually good when
good,
I was in school.
But, like, they're not going to win any titles.
No, but they were like Dwight Howard and like Hito Turkoglu and like guys like that.
Don't sleep on them now. Don't sleep on them now.
The Magic?
They got a good team.
Oh, you could take a hibernation on the Magic.
Don't sleep on them now.
It's just a hopeless franchise. They're never going to win anything.
Which loss hurt worse, Panthers Oilers game 6 or Dolphins Titans at home last season? The Dolphins,
game 6.
The Dolphins won that game, as far as I'm concerned, because I left.
No. It's Dolphins Titans hurt worse, because they didn't have an opportunity to get it right against the Titans, and the Panthers have that tonight against the Oilers.
They do. But the other reason why that Dolphins loss hurt worse is because it started the snowball effect.
Yeah.
That was the tipping point of the we are going to the Super Bowl to we are not going to win the division, and, you know, we're going to lose in the wild card.
It's all great with Tua in September and October, but then winter is coming.
All right, man. A lot of text coming in. We'll get to those when we come back here. Man, I am very, very nervous going into this
game. You're Petro, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't remember being this nervous for a sporting event in quite a long time.
You were nervous last year for Game 7 against the Celtics?
That's true. I guess that one was, but
it wasn't the championship round.
I want to say no, because that Heat team shouldn't have been there.
Right, they shouldn't have been there.
That Heat team should not have been
there. And you went into that game expecting to lose, and I'm not. Maybe you are tonight as well, but that wasn't the championship round.
All right, what about Game 6 NBA Finals 2020 in the bubble? after the great win against in game five.
That felt like house money. That team shouldn't have been there either.
I'm very emotionally invested in this, Vlad, because again, like,
so that's because you feel that the Panthers are the better team. That's why.
So the Heat also are always in the hunt. The Panthers were never in the hunt.
Yeah, they've never won a cup before.
Yeah. Like they've never been this close.
This is the last of the South Florida Infinity Stone. You've won all Grand Slams.
As we've learned, they may never be this close again.
I mean, they were
this
close.
This is not something that happens every year.
Yeah. I mean, they returned from last year.
I know they did, but Vlad,
you don't want to be the Buffalo Bills.
I know. Call a Dolphin fan. Call a Dolphin fan who's older than me because I wasn't alive when they played in the Super Bowl.
They all thought Marino would have been. Yeah, I know, and it never happened. Listen, I know. That's why I want to know the feeling right now. Like,
this might be the best text of the morning, by the way. 305, we do have to go to break. 305 said, this show is so weird. The tension is palpable. We're all feeling the same way. Not an insult. Yeah. You guys have captured our mood.
No, and they're
I just
I
don't
love
know how
that.
To feel this morning.
No,
like,
and
this
they're,
is,
and they're
this
1,000% right. And it's going to be that way. For like, this will probably be palpable even over the television tonight. But those that are at the arena, you're going to feel the anxiety in that arena. So, like, you're going to.
Donald,
the nervous energy.
And Hollywood, you understand, we were the first show. Dan and I were the first show after Saturday. So I asked a question. Yeah. I'm like, how are we feeling right now? Because it seems like every minute, every second, every hour that passes by, the nerves ratchet up and it gets more intense. So right now we're literally 11 hours from the puck dropping. Literally 11 hours to the minute from the puck dropping. How are we feeling? It seems like the closer the game gets, the more antsy you get, the more aggy we get, the more nervous we get.
So my leg is like, I'm doing the like leg shake thing.
I can see
that,
yeah.
Are you going to work out? Like, are you going to do something like
I haven't worked out in years, Vlad.
I got to find a way to kill the time.
Maybe you might have to.
I know. So my this usually happens to me when I take the DJ Zog shot of Cuban coffee. I usually get a little jittery.
Yeah.
This is unrelated to that shot of coffee, man, because I took that thing like 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am genuinely nervous for this sporting event tonight.
I
don't want to pick up the pieces tomorrow morning.
That's the thing. Let me tell you this.
I gave up my Canes post game show a long time ago to move to the pregame. You know, the pregame show is very peaceful.
Yeah,
Donald does the post game. So you know how this whole chain of events worked. I know we're late here, but whatever. Dan Cilio. Remember Dan Cilio?
Of course.
He's, by the way, one of the best Twitter follows
on Earth.
He is just unhinged.
He was going after Tyler Van Dyke yesterday. Just
was
ran.
He?
The guy's not even on the team anymore.
He like has he'll say political, like he'll say sports. He's like a big advocate now for the WNBA. Like he's just unhinged.
You are going to be held accountable.
I love Dan.
By the way, the weird thing about Dan, as much of a mutant as he is on Twitter, he's actually a really nice guy.
He was really nice when he's here. I love Dan.
He was a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He was a really nice guy. So anyway. He went on, and I'm sure you remember this. He like threatened the FSU players. He put like a bounty out on them. Remember?
Oh yeah, the whole rant.
And he went nuts. You could probably. I'm sure it's still on YouTube.
Yep.
He went nuts, and they were like, "We just can't have this guy on the actual broadcast anymore. Sure, yeah. He's just too out of control." So they had me come in, and I started doing the post game, and then I went through the, who was the coach? Was it Randy? Right. So I went through. I had a little bit of Randy.
Yeah.
I had Al Golden.
Yeah.
I had Manny.
Yeah.
I had all those post games.
Yeah.
So for my mental well-being, they were like, all right, you could do the pregame now. And so now I do the pregame.
And then they're like, Dono can handle postgame. And after a couple of years, I'm not so sure.
It's tough, man. It is tough because, like, again, you become the punching bag on that show because – you also want to be. You don't want to rip into 18-year-old kids too much.
Well, and also a problem. And this is not just like you guys know. I love Miami. This is not just a Miami fans thing. But the problem, like when your college football team loses a game, like the easy knee jerk from fans is, well, you got to fire the coach now. It's like,
I know, I mean, you lost the game. And so that was like the big thing. It's like they didn't want you firing coaches on the air. That's obvious, right?
That's reasonable.
You're on the Hurricanes flagship station doing a broadcast. Like, yeah, don't fire the coaches on the air. Al Golden lost. Was it Al the North Carolina 2 weeks in a row? That was Al, or was that Manny? I can't even.
Which
my brain screwed too. Remember they gave up like 800 points to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Which one? That was the home game.
Was that Al? Was that Al's last two games? That must have been Al's last two.
I think it was Al. Well, he lost the 59-0 to Clemson was the last straw.
Yes. Yeah. So the week before, they lost. They gave up like 900 rushing yards to North Carolina and lost. They lost like 60-0. And then the next week, they followed it up with another 60-0 to Clemson. So that was Al. And then after that, obviously, they moved on from him, but those were dicey post games, man.
Yeah,
those were not fun. Hopefully, you get a little better. Better atmosphere.
I'm expecting better this year.
Oh, the expectations are high this year.
By the way, speaking of jinxes, Kevin Rogers, the Florida Panthers pre and post game host. He's been a jinx ever since he's been to the arena to do the intermission. And
are they still sending him out there?
He's gone out there. They've lost every game.
Jesus.
And we need every good luck charm we can find, man. How about Manny Chang? Manny Chang can step up tonight. I see Manny Chang. Chang doesn't talk to me anymore. I don't know if Manny Chang doesn't like me for some reason.
I don't really talk to him either.
But I see him in the background of those videos that Plagans posts, man. Manny, if you're out there.
He's the engineer.
I don't know, man. Manny just he's
a great guy, but a big
he ghosted jinx. Us, man. He ghosted us. We need all the good luck we can get tonight. We'll take a break. More to come on QAM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of those kids for sure that played by himself whenever outdoors or at home or literally anything. I'm thinking about, like, this is game 7, Stanley Cup playoffs, maybe even like overtime, think about those moments. So yeah, I've had many of those memories, but now it's becoming a truth, and tomorrow for sure, exciting, the most exciting time to be a hockey player.
Game 7 coming up tonight, Panthers and Oilers. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, Kevin Rogers will be on the call. A lot of stuff coming in here this morning, Dono. Hollywood Dono Vlad in with you. Man, oh man. It's a tough one here, Dono. It's a tough one. Had to find a way to mentally, at least for us, get through these next 30 minutes.
I mean, I like what Barkov just said, though. It's something that every kid, I imagine, who grew up playing hockey, you know, he lived in a place in Finland where I'm sure the ponds would freeze over. When he was a kid, he would always imagine It's Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals. That's exactly what they have tonight. Try not to worry about the last three games. All that matters, one game, you're at home, winner take all. Let's get that cup.
Well, here right here on QAM, it's an 8 o'clock start. A bunch of texts coming in here. 305 says, I hope they win. I hope you get to enjoy yourself tonight. This guy says, I ran into Boog at the team's official party in the tent after the Marlins won their first championship.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
He was completely spent. I hope you can experience that. It was super fun. You'll remember it forever.
I've experienced South Florida championships on the road. Actually, it was bittersweet. I celebrated the 2003 Marlins World Series, covered the Marlins team. And you know who did they beat in that World Series?
Yeah, yeah. That's why it was bittersweet for you, just sweet for me.
Could you imagine being in your home and you're seeing your team that you're celebrating in a team that you've always rooted for, your beloved team?
That franchise has won enough championships. They could share
one. Yeah, but I didn't want to see Jeet hurt. Like, yeah, I saw sadness in Jeter's face, but to see the joy in Dontrell Willis, Juan Pierre, Derek Lee, Mike Lowe, just to see the joy in their faces, to see the joy in that 03, you know, Pudge, seeing the joy in that 03 Marlins team was great, and that's the same feeling you want for this Florida Panther team. Like, you want these fans to experience this type of celebration, this type of joy.
Yeah, I know multiple people who have been season ticket holders. I know at least one guy who's been a season ticket holder since the very beginning of the franchise in 1993. And it's like, wow. People like that, they deserve this. Like, they deserve this. Being, you know, I'm not trying to diminish any Panther fan out there. If you're a bandwagoner, fine. We could use the bandwagoners as well. But I know people who have been fans and season ticket holders since the early 90s. They deserve a Stanley Cup with all they've been through.
So I've moved over to TickPick here, Dono.
Okay.
They don't charge fees, but their tickets are still end up being the same price anyway. The cheapest lower for tonight's game would get you in section 115, row 25. That is going to run you $2,100 per ticket.
Wow.
So $4,200 will get you into the lower level. If you just want to get in, the cheapest current ticket is $1,118.
Okay.
And that will get you into 313, row 15. That is on TickPick.
Well, they got the same row on Game Time. $841 each, and that's including the fees. $313, row 15.
So it looks like SeatGeek has actually come down in price.
Okay.
They are $984 to get in now.
There you go.
There's only two tickets at $984 that goes up to almost $1,100 after that. So if you're if $984 is in your wheelhouse, you better jump on those.
Better jump on that.
But yeah, man, it is a tough ticket for Game 7. This guy says, way to brighten up the morning, Hollywood. Dude is talking like we already lost. At least we are home. You know what, man? Listen.
He's trying to set the bar
low.
Know,
I don't know if this guy has been listening the entire show or whatever, but if you think after 20 years of sports misery down here in South Florida that I'm going to sit up here with
20 pom-poms, years? What do you mean 20 years?
Outside of the heat. I'm sorry. Outside of the heat.
Outside of the
heat. You think I'm going to sit in here with pom-poms this morning after the Panthers just went from 3-0 to 3-3? Yeah, you got the wrong show, my friend. I mean, I am very concerned about this evening's game.
Well, how do you think, if Joe was here this morning, what do you think Joe's temperature would be? Do you think he would be more positive?
He wouldn't be waving pom-poms.
Right.
Like, blindly saying, oh, we're just going to win. What leads you to believe that the Panthers would win this game?
They're due.
Besides the fact that they're due and that you're a fan. I mean, come on now, man. Let's be real. We're trying to be realistic here with this one. But if you think we're just going to blindly wave pom-poms and, you know, all that stuff,
that's
not going to happen here.
I need us to score first tonight. If we can score,
nice.
If we can score first, you keep the energy in the arena. I need us to score first. If we give up a shorthanded goal 4 minutes in, I'm going to be throwing stuff at my TV.
That's the sad part right now because of what the last three games have resulted is the fact that the Panther fan base need a quick goal just to have some sense of relief, some sense of comfort. But God forbid the Oilers score first. If the Oilers score first, there will be a hush in that arena.
Yeah.
It will be so quiet. So sad.
I don't know, Vlad. I don't think you should talk that way. This bum from the 786, you get very, very upset, bro. You talk about the Oilers scoring first. You got it. It's the Panthers going to score first, second, third, fourth. They're going to score all the goals, Vlad. All of them.
Yeah.
This guy says, the Heat, the Marlins, FSU have seen a lot of championships. Would love to see the Panthers, but 1,000%. Die a happy man if the Finns win a Super Bowl. Yeah, a lot of people feel this way. I do agree. I do. I completely agree. A Super Bowl would trump everything, yes.
Sure. I mean,
probably not going to happen anytime soon.
I was about to say, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Let's see here. A lot of text coming in. Good stuff here.
Great stuff.
This morning.
There is nervous.
I did write back to that guy, by the way, who said he was turning. I said, later, loser. And then he goes, you're the one that's talking like one to thousands of people.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, you think, again, this is not the right place if you think we're just going to, you know, be like a fan show.
The thing is, like, what do you expect when you're talking about local radio in South Florida after losing three straight games? Like, how
on the verge of the biggest collapse, arguably, in sports history.
And, like, okay, yeah. Obviously, I'm a little more optimistic than Hollywood.
It hasn't been a doomsday show.
But after you've lost three straight, you can't expect us to say, yeah, you know, where's the parade route? Are we going to go from the Rainforest Cafe
You can lose three straight if you lost three one-goal games. You'd be like, okay, you could find something.
Yeah,
you know,
there's an
8-1
in there, a 5-1 in there, yeah.
But when you lose 5-1, 8-1, and then you were down 4-1 in game five and had to make a strong comeback but fell short.
Bob doesn't look like Bob anymore.
He hasn't looked like Bob.
Connor McDavid looks like Wayne Gretzky.
No, Connor McDavid looks like Connor McDavid.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, if you read that, the same local newspaper down here that wants to cancel Miami sports, was also saying that Connor McDavid is overrated. He's not a generational player. Maybe.
And the fear that I had going to Game Six is that his cohort, who hadn't been playing well, who hadn't played well, would find his rhythm, and he did. In Drysdale, he found his rhythm. Now they're both playing well.
Yeah.
Going into Game Seven, they may have the two best players on the ice,
and they're due for a clunker.
All right, more stuff here. This guy said, "Oh, he's not coming to Boca." My texter here. Where he moved to Hollywood. He's got a 5-6 when he moved to Hollywood.
There you go.
All right, maybe I'll meet you at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
He kept that precious 5-6-1 area code.
Yeah, can we find some common ground at the Dave and Buster's in Hollywood? One of my favorite spots.
It's a good spot.
It is a good spot.
We'll be at the Westin this Saturday for the Copa.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's a lot of parties coming up. A lot of watch parties coming up. So if you want, check WQAM.com.
Just tune in.
We got a lot of those, but first things first is this game here tonight. Is the Stanley Cup the most difficult championship to win out of the four major sports?
Yes.
Texter asks.
Yes. Yes.
Is it, though? I mean, you still...
Yes. And the Super Bowl kind of...
It's one game. These guys got to go out of seven. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go Super Bowl.
No, as far as physical taxation, I don't know what they mean. If they talk about like physical taxation, I would say yes, because what hockey players put their bodies through... And they've got to do this, you know, seven-game series is all the way. It takes more of a toll than basketball. You know, football, obviously, violent sport, but they're doing one-off games in the playoffs. I would say yes. Physically taxing, Stanley Cup finals, yes. That would be the most difficult physically.
I happen to think it's the Super Bowl, and maybe it's because in that this whole sport, you know, time span, we haven't even sniffed it.
Yeah.
And that's, by the way, the NFL.
Well,
is a
we're
league.
Dolphin fans. That's the problem.
But the NFL is designed where the bad teams end up getting good.
Yeah.
The good teams kind of lose. You know, players end up not as good. But between Brady and now Mahomes, it's kind of that's a damn tough game to win.
Yeah. Well, if you're the great players that haven't won Super Bowls.
I know there's a lot of great hockey players that haven't won cups, but
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan or a Patriots fan, you're saying, yeah, Super Bowl not that difficult.
Exactly. What does that feel like?
Yeah.
Let's see, a bunch of texts coming in. All right, let's do this. We do have to take a pause. Tobin and Leroy are in the on-deck circle. Maybe they have their pom-poms out here this morning. We'll find out in about 20 minutes.
Well, I know Leroy's mad because of his game 4, 5, or 6 bet.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? Before we go to break, I'm going to shout somebody from the 954 that texted something that's absolutely true. Hey, this is game 7 tonight. Get your asses home. Get your asses ready. Get your ass to up to Merit Bank Arena early. And I want to hear 19,700 screaming damn Panthers fan rock the arena, rock this building, and give their boys the emotion and energy to win Game 7.
I appreciate what you're saying Vlad. This is not going to come down to the fans.
I don't care about that.
I appreciate what you're saying.
It's not about that. It's about that the game is at 8:18, and I want this building rocking at 7:18.
By the way, can we start the game on time at 8?
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
The sports that start on time.
I know you got to run 20 minutes of commercials, but can we?
Yeah. So that's one of the things. One of the reasons why soccer is such a great sport is that they always start on time. Like they tell you the game starts at 1 or 8.
The NFL does it too. The NFL is robotic, by the way.
It's hockey and basketball. It's like you never know. Oh, game starts at 8, 8:39. What? Starting now?
All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap this thing up. Tobin and Leroy are coming up next here on QIM.
If you've handled the why of where you're at, and that would be hockey, right? Specific hockey detail. So we would handle the why of it. Then you don't carry it forward. I understand every one of your questions in terms of why you would ask them, because there's a far bigger contextual story that means nothing to me now, but it means everything to you, right? That's the stories you have to write. That's actually what makes this whole thing awesome, is the context of it. So nobody ever has played on a backdoor rink in Canada and scored the game 3 overtime winner in the qualifying round. Ever. It's one game always that excites you. And that is the context of this game, and the one that we will live in that context.
Welcome back in on QAM. Paul Maurice.
He's the best. He just called me down with what he said. I know.
Man, this is something. Game 7 tonight, and a lot of nervous energy in the building here.
In this building.
I don't even know. Tobin and Leroy are warming up in the on-deck circle. I don't know, man. There's just a lot of nervous energy going into this game. You can feel it. I got to talk to a bunch of Panther fans. A bunch of people came out yesterday at the Irishman in Boca, where we had our watch party. And yeah, man, everyone's like, what do you think? You know, Game 7, what do you think? I hope they win. Last three games have not been good. You know, what do you want me to tell you? Like, and again, this is why this is so crazy. Tomorrow morning will either be the biggest celebration ever,
yeah,
or it'll be the biggest bleep show ever.
Panthers crying towel.
It's just that Dave Hyde was on earlier with us, said this too. It's like the range of outcomes.
Oh. Yeah.
Are so dramatic,
yep,
for this just one hockey game.
Well, the Panthers have such a big opportunity as an organization to really create lifelong fans with whatever happens tonight. Obviously, there are the diehards that are, mm-hmm, they were fans before tonight. They're going to be fans after tonight, win or lose. But the excitement that comes with a championship, especially, yes, and I know the team's been here for a few decades, but
ask the Heat how that goes, by the way. Ask the Heat when you start winning championships.
Oh, absolutely.
That goodwill lasts for a while.
That goodwill lasts for a long time, especially, in a non-traditional hockey market. So, like, even though the, mm-hmm, team's been around for a long time, you're going to create so many new fans of that sport and that team if you get this done tonight. And if you don't, listen, a lot of the people who may have jumped on the bandwagon during this playoff run, they're going to find something else to do next season if you don't pull it off tonight. But you have an opportunity to create so much momentum and equity within your own fan base if you win this game.
You have a few – next 20 years, we could be hearing a lot of Sasha's, a lot of Chucky's names. You know, kids,
absolutely,
being named.
Yeah.
You know, Carter, kids being named Evan.
I'm gonna name my next kid Bob, Bobby, Sergey. If I had a third kid,
I'm gonna name him Sergey.
Come here, Sergey.
Paul Maurice Rabinowitz, something to that effect.
Sergey Rabinowitz. No, I'm not having a third kid, so it's not. So we can joke that.
But I'm just saying, this is a win. Do you understand?
I get you, man.
And no. Understand what this makes South Florida, this market, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. You have an NBA championship. You got the perfect season.
Multiple.
You've got the perfect season in the NFL. There's nothing better than that.
I'm sick of hearing about the Dolphins.
It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you, though, dude.
I get it. I know you haven't seen one in recent memory, but in historic.
Dude, I was born in 85.
But in history.
Born in 84. So,
in the annals of history, they have the perfect season. You have the Miami Heat. That 2012-2013 team could be considered one of the best NBA teams of all time.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was alive for that.
The Marlins got two World Series titles.
Alive for both of those.
You were alive for both of them. The Panthers is the final professional team in order for you to get the the Infinity Stone. You get that last Infinity
maybe
Stone.
Maybe, if anything, they'll put a little more pressure on the old Dolphins over there, too.
You got the glove. You've got the glove.
I'm not too old to remember the Canes glory years.
Yeah, yeah, that's college. But I'm talking about professional.
Canes are a pro team in this town, Vlad. Come on, you know that.
I know, but you know, we're going to go by the technical
terms.
You ready for some picks?
I'm going to put everyone on the spot here.
Yeah, sure.
Here are the final numbers, all right, as we sit on the Hard Rock app. These will change.
I'm
going
to pull
a Herbie.
I'm going to the game. I can't make a pick.
You are so gutless.
I'm pulling a Herbie.
Panthers minus 115, Edmonton's minus 105, essentially a pick'em game at this point.
But with slight favoritism toward the
Panthers.
Very slight.
It was a dead even pick'em this morning. So, again, these are subject to change every minute here. But the over-under is set at 5.5. The under is favored at minus 145.
Well, based on what the professional gambler told us on the text line, I got to take the under. Last nine unders in game sevens have hit.
I'm going over just because he just said that.
So what I think will happen in this game tonight, I think the Panthers will score first.
Nice.
And I do think they will score first because they have to have that energy to come out with that crowd and all
absolutely.
That. So they score first. The Panthers are so good when playing from ahead.
Oh, yeah.
They are so good playing from ahead. They are not a good come-from-behind team. They are a very good playing-from-ahead team. They smother you. So I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game, but I do think the Panthers find a way
3-2
to get it done.
I'm going to go 3-2.
Like we've been saying, it is tough to
Panthers.
Beat a team four times in a row.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm going to go Panthers 3-2. So you go Panthers minus 115, and you go under 5.5 goals.
Well, one thing we know, we will be here tomorrow.
We will.
To either celebrate or pick up the pieces.
I'll be ready to call in sick if need be.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who listened to our show this morning, even the bum here from the 786. We do appreciate you as well, sir. Vlad, enjoy the game this evening.
I will.
Enjoy the game, you gutless coward who doesn't want to pick. Enjoy the game.
I love he acts like he's calling the game. You're the play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
You can't pick the
game.
He's going to be at the game.
He's so gutless. He wants to pick. He probably wants to pick Edmonton.
No, I don't.
You pick Edmonton. No one's gonna,
I don't want
no
to pick
No one's going to dislike you any more than they already do because of your Knicks nonsense.
No, you got to understand. I produced the first game this season, okay, against Minnesota. So me being there at the last game is rightfully so. Okay,
I'm thrilled for you that you're going. I don't have any issue with you going.
Close.
I have an issue with you not picking. We have to go. Tobin and Leroy, maybe they'll give some picks. Tobin and Leroy are coming
Poor
up
Leroy.
Next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
The why of where you're at. And that would be hockey, right? Specific hockey detail. So we would handle the why of it. Then you don't carry it forward. I understand every one of your questions in terms of why you would ask them. Because there's a far bigger contextual story that means nothing to me now, but it means everything to you, right? That's the stories you have to write. That's actually what makes this whole thing awesome is the context of it. So nobody ever has played on a backdoor rink in Canada and scored the game three overtime winner in the qualifying round. Ever. It's one game always that excites you. And that is the context of this game and the one that we will live in that context.
Welcome back in on QAM. Paul Maurice.
He's the best.
He just
calmed me down with what he said
there. Yeah, I know. Man, this is something. Game 7 tonight and a lot of nervous energy in the building here.
In this building.
I don't even know. Tobin and Leroy are warming up in the on-deck circle. I don't know, man. There's just a lot of nervous energy going into this game. You can feel it. I got to talk to a bunch of Panther fans. A bunch of people came out yesterday at the Irishman in Boca where we had our watch party. And everyone's like, what do you think? You know, Game 7, what do you think? I hope they win. Last three games have not been good. You know, what do you want me to tell you? Like, and again, tomorrow morning is going to, this is why this is so crazy. Tomorrow morning will either be the biggest celebration ever.
Yeah.
Or it'll be the biggest, bleep show ever.
Panthers crying towel.
It's just that, Dave Hyde was on earlier with us, said this too. It's like the range of outcomes.
Oh.
Are so dramatic for this just one hockey game.
Well, the Panthers have such a big opportunity as an organization to really create lifelong fans with whatever happens tonight. Obviously, there are the diehards that are they were fans before tonight. They're going to be fans after tonight, win or lose. But the excitement that comes with a championship, especially, and I know the team's been here for a few decades. But
ask
you know,
the Heat how that goes, by the way. Ask the Heat when you start winning championships.
Oh, absolutely.
That goodwill lasts for a while.
That goodwill lasts for a long time, and especially you know in a non-traditional hockey market. So like even though the team's been around for a long time, you know, you're going to create so many new fans of that sport and that team if you get this done tonight. And if you don't, listen, a lot of the people who may have jumped on the bandwagon during this playoff run, they're going to find something else to do next season if you don't pull it off tonight. But you have an opportunity to create so much momentum and equity within your own fan base if you win this game.
You have a few – next 20 years, we could be hearing a lot of Sasha's, a lot of Chucky's names. You know, kids
absolutely
being named,
yeah,
you know, Carter, kids being named Evan.
I'm gonna name
kids
my next kid
named
Bob.
E2, Bobby.
Sergey.
Yeah,
Sergey.
I said, third kid, I'm going to name him Sergey.
You know? Sergey.
Yeah.
Come here, Sergey.
Paul Maurice, you know, Rabinowitz, you know, something to that effect.
Sergey Rabinowitz. No, I'm not having a third kid, so it's not, it's not so we can joke that
but
that.
But I'm just saying, like, this is what they're, a win. Do you understand?
I get you, man.
And No. Understand what this makes South Florida, this market, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. You have an NBA championship. You got the perfect season.
Multiple.
You've got the perfect season in the NFL. There's nothing better than that.
I'm sick of hearing about the Dolphins.
It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you, though, dude.
I get it. I know you haven't seen one in recent memory, but in historic.
Dude, I was born in 85.
But in history.
Born in 84. So,
in the annals of history, they have the perfect season. You have the Miami Heat. That 2012-2013 team could be considered one of the best NBA teams of all time.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was alive for that.
The Marlins got two World Series
alive
titles.
For both of those.
You were alive for both of them. The Panthers is the final professional team in order for you to get the the Infinity Stone. You get that last Infinity
maybe
Stone.
Maybe if anything, they'll put a little more pressure on the old Dolphins over there. Too.
You got the glove. You've got the glove.
I'm not too old to remember the Canes glory years.
Yep,
yeah, that's college. But I'm talking about professional.
Canes are a pro team in this town, Vlad. Come on, you know that.
I know, but you know, we're going to go by the technical terms.
You guys ready
terms,
for you ready for some picks? I'm going to put everyone on the spot here.
Yeah, sure.
Here are the final numbers, all right, as we sit on the Hard Rock app. These will change.
I'm
going
to pull
obviously
a Herbie. I'm going to the game. I can't make a pick.
You are so gutless.
I'm pulling
a
Herbie.
Panthers minus 115, Edmonton's minus 105, essentially a pick 'em game at this point.
But with slight favoritism toward the
Very
Panthers.
Slight. Very slight. It was a dead even pick 'em this morning. So, again, these are subject to change every minute here. But the over-under is set at 5.5. The under is favored at minus 145.
Well, based on what the professional gambler told us on the text line, I got to take the under. Last nine unders in game sevens have hit.
I'm going over just because he just said that.
So what I think will happen in this game tonight, I think the Panthers will score first.
Nice.
And I do think they will score first because they have to have that energy to come out with that crowd and all that.
Absolutely.
So they score first. The Panthers are so good when playing from ahead.
Oh, yeah.
They are so good playing from ahead. They are not a good come from behind team. They are a very good playing from ahead team. They smother you. So I think this is going to be a very low scoring game. But I do think the Panthers find a way
3-2
to get it done.
I'm going to go 3-2.
Like we've been saying, it is tough to
Panthers.
Beat a team four times in a row.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm going to go Panthers 3-2. So you go Panthers minus 115, and you go under 5.5 goals.
Well, one thing we know, we will be here tomorrow.
We will.
To either celebrate or pick up the pieces.
I'll be ready to call in sick if need be.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who listened to our show this morning, even the bum here from the 786. We do appreciate you as well, sir. Vlad, enjoy the game this evening.
I will.
Enjoy the game, you gutless coward who doesn't want to pick. Enjoy the game.
I love he acts like he's calling the game. Like
I know,
you're the play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
You can't pick the
he's
game.
Calling
it's
going
to be at the game.
He's so gutless. He wants to pick. He probably wants to pick Edmonton.
No, I
you
don't.
You pick Edmonton. No one's gonna,
I don't want to
no
pick
No one's
going to
dislike you any more than they already do because you're Knicks nonsense.
No, you got to understand. I produced the first game this season, okay, against Minnesota. So me being there at the last game is rightfully so. Okay,
I'm thrilled for you that you're going. I don't have any issue with you going.
Close.
I have an issue with you not picking. We have to go. Tobin and Leroy, maybe they'll give some picks. Tobin and Leroy are coming
Poor
up
Leroy.
Next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.